Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. There's no good thing you can do without God's help. In fact, whenever you do something good, God is actually the one who first takes the initiative by providing the grace for you to have a good idea, make a good resolution, and have the willpower to carry it out. But it usually feels like we're the ones taking the initiative and doing all the work. And that's definitely true of prayer, especially at the early stages of the spiritual life. I want to help you take the next right step in prayer this Lent. So, what are the main kinds of prayer we need to work on? The first kind of prayer is called vocal prayer. Vocal prayer is speaking to God silently or out loud. You're familiar with examples of vocal prayer. The Our Father, Hail Mary, prayers at the Mass, the Liturgy of Hours, otherwise known as the Divine Office. And most importantly, just speaking to God from the heart. And the Catechism reminds us that vocal prayer is an essential element of the Christian life. Because talking, communicating, is always essential to a relationship. But what might be the danger of this type of prayer? Well, it can become mechanical, just saying the words without thinking of the person we're speaking to. In fact, Teresa of Avila insists that vocal prayer doesn't count as prayer if you are not trying to pay attention to God with whom you're speaking. And a relationship always involves both talking and listening. But people often say, God never speaks to me. But the question is, do we ever stop talking and just listen? Jesus said to St. Faustina, "Oh, if souls would only want to listen to my voice when I am speaking in the depths of their hearts, they would reach the peak of holiness in a short time." So, vocal prayer, speaking to God, is always necessary. The question is, do we make time to listen? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
After vocal prayer comes meditation or mental prayer, and that's where we really begin to listen to God. Mental prayer, or as Teresa and John call it, discursive meditation, means to listen to God by reading or hearing something from the Word of God found in Scripture, the writings of the saints, or the teaching of the church. But then we have to reflect or think about it, trying to understand it, applying it to our lives by asking, am I living this or not? And if not, what's preventing me? But even more important, what am I going to do about this? And that should lead to a resolution, some game plan, a strategy for acting differently today. So, listening to God needs to lead to doing what He says. To hear Him, but not put it into practice, what good is that? That's why a resolution every day is so important. And in fact, if you listen to God every day in meditation, and if you do a resolution every day flowing from your meditation, I guarantee you, you will change and get better. But I also guarantee you, if you don't do a resolution, not only will you not get better, I promise you, you will get worse. Because unchecked vice always makes a person worse, not better. So, I challenged you on Ash Wednesday, if you only pray the rosary occasionally, maybe the next right step for you is to pray the rosary every day during Lent. And if you pray the rosary every day, then maybe consider spending a little more time with Jesus in friendship through Lectio Divina, just reading and reflecting on the Word of God. So, what's the next right step for you? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, if you remember from last week, I also said that if you already pray the rosary daily and practice Lectio, then maybe God is calling you to a deeper level of prayer. John of the Cross teaches us that as our friendship with Jesus deepens, our prayer should become not more difficult, not more complex, but more simple. It should simplify from saying a lot of words or doing a lot of reading or thinking and trying to figure things out. It should simplify to just giving God your loving attention. In fact, John of the Cross describes this as an inclination to remain alone and in quietude. If those in whom this occurs know how to remain quiet, they will soon, in that unconcern and idleness, delicately experience the interior nourishment. Teresa of Avila tells us the same thing. She tells us to continue mental prayer until we lose the desire to read and acquire more knowledge. Then we should just be with God in calm, quiet, and stillness. So if you've reached that point, and you've lost the desire to read in meditation, then just be still with God, without talking, without reading, without trying to figure things out. Just remain alone with Him in silence and commit to do more of this Lent. Maybe that's the next right step for you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, everyone struggles with distraction in prayer. even the great Teresa of Avila. Now, prayer is time in friendship and conversation with Jesus. Now think of this. When you fall in love, it's easy to give your attention to the guy or the gal. When you're together, you're totally absorbed and nothing can distract you. But imagine being on a date and your attention is constantly drawn to the woman or man at the next table. We can be like that in prayer. We can be distracted from our conversation with Jesus in prayer by things we love or value more than Him. It's not surprising that what distracts us in prayer is also what wakes us at 3 a.m. Work issues, the needs and cares of kids and grandkids, or maybe your health. The Catechism tells us that our distractions in prayer reveal what we love or want more than God. We are distracted by the things we worry about, and we worry about these things because we've based our identity or our self-worth or our happiness on this thing. And that's pride. That's why the Catechism continues saying, this humble awareness before the Lord about our distractions should awaken our preferential love for Him, and it should lead us resolutely to offer Him our heart to be purified. Therein lies the battle, the choice of which master to serve. Then the Catechism gives really solid advice about distractions. It says, to set about hunting down distractions would be to fall into their trap when all that is necessary is to turn back to God. So once you recognize you're distracted, don't beat yourself up about it and don't quit. Just simply give that thing to God and tell Him, Lord, I can't solve this. I can't fix or control this thing. You can. So I'll let you give it a try. What I'm saying is, as soon as you recognize you're distracted, just surrender that thing to God and turn your attention back to Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We all think we are too busy to pray. But God has never commanded us to be busy. He has asked us to spend time with him in prayer. Still, we all think we're too busy. But I don't think there's ever been a person in the history of the world that died of hunger because he was too busy to eat. The problem is not a lack of time. The problem lies in wrong priorities. One always makes time for what is important, right? And what would my wife think if I was always too busy to give her my undivided attention in friendship and conversation? She'd think that I thought she wasn't important. Mother Teresa would always say, I have so much to do that I can't afford not to pray. Or maybe we don't pray because we can't see the productive results. You know, I go to work and I see the results. I try to pray and I don't feel like I've accomplished anything. I feel like I'm just wasting time. That's because we overly prize production and profit, and therefore prayer seems unproductive. What if I said to my wife, you know, I feel like time with you is unproductive. It's useless. We must always remember that prayer is time with the one who loves us, time with the one we love. So, how are you doing now that we are 1 week into Lent? It's not too late to take the next right step. What are you going to do? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I'm really curious what you've been reflecting on, but I just want to remind people that we're just a week into Lent, so it's still a good time to ask people, hey, what are you doing to grow in your friendship with Jesus this Lent? And then maybe ask them if they would like to join you in praying the rosary every day for Lent. And then just send them the link to share the rosary that's right there in your episode. All you have to do is copy it and then just text it to somebody or email it to somebody. Really easy. And remember, for each person you share this link with, you get one entry to win a free pilgrimage with us. So, Teresa, there are really 7 main writings of John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila. And we tried to synthesize all of those writings and put them into a series of rosary meditations.
Yeah.
And we just finished the 7th meditation in that series. So we're about halfway through. So what have you been reflecting on as we've been going through this series on Teresa and John?
Dang, I don't know about all of it. It's not all fresh in my mind. I thought this one in particular was a very good examination of excuses, which is a big part of prayer, especially just refocusing it as this is a relationship. If you don't want to be here, that's the problem, not any of the excuses and the reasons you give for why you can't, but why you don't want to. And I thought that's really important, especially for me. I find it very easy to reason things. Then you can really rationalize anything. So this really boils it down to the important factor. Just do it.
Yeah. But it really does ask or beg the question, what's the real motivation for setting aside everything else? Because that's what we do in prayer. We're setting aside everything else and saying, God, my relationship with you is the most important.
Because it's true, when our relationships are divided, they don't work. This is something I've really started to change, but for a long time I was never satisfied at social gatherings, because no matter who I was talking to, I'd always want to be potentially talking to someone else.
Yes.
I was so aware of this, and it didn't matter who I ended up in conversation with, because really the only consistent factor was me. I'd be like, oh, this conversation's kind of stale, and in the corner, I can kind of hear something that sounds a little more interesting, and now I'd just do anything to get out of this conversation. And at some point I realized, even if you do disrespect that person and move on so that you can go talk or participate in a conversation that's more interesting, it's not as interesting as you thought. And you will be much happier if you're just fully with whoever you happen to be present with at that party, because the right people will come to you. But if you're not actually making the most of those conversations, if you're not giving them your full, undivided attention, no conversation's going to be good.
Yeah.
And that's so true in prayer, that I really like that point about if you're on a date and you're only focusing on everyone else there. Yeah.
It What I love about Teresa of Avila, when you read her writings, she had this direct experience of God. And she knew that it was meant for everybody. And she's so confident in that, and it's true, but it's like we don't really believe it, so we don't pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like we're saying, no, God really doesn't want to spend time with me.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing this fake thing that's just in my head when I go to prayer.
Yeah.
We don't realize what she realized. No, he's really there. And he really wants to spend time with us. And if we really shut up and give him our attention, he will.
Yeah, he is right there.
Yeah.
I think I want to focus more this Lent on, what's the wording? Being fully present to God and being fully aware. Not that I can see him face to face, but the same way I could in a conversation.
But that's exactly how Teresa says. She said this is one of the most helpful things to do in prayer. When you first sit down to pray, imagine Jesus right there. Use your imagination.
Think
of him right there and just start talking to him. I've actually found, and I've shared this with people, and they've come back to me and said it's been very helpful for them. I found very recently that when I do that, I sit down for my time in prayer, I imagine Jesus, and I have something to write with. I always have a legal pad, and I write, Jesus, this is what I'm thinking about right now. Or Jesus, I'm feeling this. Jesus, I think this. Jesus, I feel that. And I'm telling you, what I write is very raw.
Uh-huh.
Very honest,
yeah.
Very raw. Jesus, I feel X. Jesus, I think Y. And it's amazing how a conversation just starts.
Yeah.
Between he and I.
And how we might feel like it's pretty useless just to name something and give it to him. But it really, it's so easy that it can't feel correct, but it really will take us miles.
It takes us miles.
Miles farther than we can certainly go on our own with those same endeavors.
Yeah.
Just to say, I do feel this way. And have it.
And I find it powerful to write it. Because it can be just a loop in our head.
Yeah.
But when I put it on paper, if I say, Jesus, I feel this. Then I have to look at it. Then I have to think about it.
Yeah.
And Jesus is like, so you really feel that way? Is that the right way to feel? Let's talk about that.
It makes it more substantial, which is very important. As long as things remain insubstantial, you can kind of brush them under the insubstantial rug.
Yeah. It's also a very powerful way, because the problem is that our feelings determine our behavior. Feelings shouldn't determine behavior. Thinking should determine behavior.
Yeah.
And when you write your feelings down, and then you have to look at it and you have to start thinking about it, what happens? It gets your thinking involved. It puts thinking in the driver's seat. And then it starts to get your soul working properly.
Yeah, it puts it into action. And that has a bigger effect on your emotions, because if you're just keeping it between the emotions and the intellect, bit of an echo chamber.
That's right. And that's when we rationalize.
Mm-hmm. So I think in a way, writing is that physical action that helps you choose something simple at first, which is writing it down. But then that is something that's more connected to the intellect.
Absolutely. And then when you see it on paper, I find it a lot easier to come up with a practical resolution for the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because basically,
visualize it, yeah.
Basically, I have to ask myself, what am I going to do about this?
Mm-hmm. It's almost like it makes sense.
It's almost like it makes sense.
It's almost like it's how we're made.
Well, I've really personally enjoyed diving in deeper to Teresa and John.
That's a very comprehensive series we've done here, and that we're still working through.
Well, we're only halfway.
Beautiful.
We got a lot left to go. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.